This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Honor, glory, might, dignity, izzah. History proves without any shadow of a doubt that this nation, the nation of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were the sole possessors of all of this. For centuries, the believers, the Muslims, this ummah, moved from success to success and attained the highest degree of izzah. This indeed is historically proven with facts and evidence that no one, absolutely no one, can deny or remove from the golden history of this nation. There were the days where every Muslim felt that he or she had an identity. Honor, dignity was embedded in the innermost regions of this crux, their heart. Why? The question may be asked. This great nation back then was governed, was ruled by great and powerful men. Men who never, ever put their mundane affairs, their dunya, material life, before Rabbul Izzah. Where never, ever, any torture or temptation could lead them astray. Why? These men that governed this great nation back then, their only desire in this dunya was to seek the pleasure of Al-Jabbar Al-Mutakabbir and no other. It was the days when Umar Mukhtar fought the war machine of the powerful then superpower Italian army with no more than a sword, saying to the occupiers, yes, your cannons may break my sword, but your falsehood, your shirk and kufr will never ever break my tawheed. Those were the days of glory and izzah. Those were the days of dignity and might for every Muslim who raised his head and said, I am a Muslim. The days when Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi was asked, why do we never ever see you smile? Listen to the profound reply. Where are we from this reply today? How can I smile when Masjid al-Aqsa remains under crusade occupation? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Today, we have governors, we have rulers, we have umara who govern this nation. But how do they govern it? Who governs it? Men? No. Males, even below that? Yes. Males. Males, not men. Males, even below a female, govern and rule the great nation of Islam. Who put their wealth, their slogans, and their sicko fanatic behavior before the Almighty Allah. Hence, we see ourselves today sunk deeper than ever in the abyss of degeneration and humiliation, sunk in misery. Because many of us have wandered so far away from the path of virtue, the path of righteousness, adopting patterns of behavior which is definitely opposite to our righteous forebears, Salaf al-Salih. How many Muslims do you see today? We see the world, the turmoil, the crisis exists therein in the nation. Yet we see Muslims at the same time oblivious, negligent, heedless to the reality of what's going on. Screaming and shouting and crying out loud in joy and happiness. Crying and screaming in joy and happiness at pleasure zones, at so-called Islamic nasheed concerts or venues. Screaming and shouting with joy and happiness. We see Muslims dancing and squealing, raising up their arms in the corridors of their homes. Why? Because the Bulldogs won the match. Pathetic. Wallahi, pathetic you are, O Muslim. Pathetic. Blinded by satellite images of a false Jannah on this earth that we have forgotten that a real one exists. Brainwashed for the glitter and gold of this low, deceiving world, that they have forgotten Allah and the beautiful gift that He has bestowed upon them. Islam. Blinded they are. Now all this is happening. All this screaming and shouting in joy and happiness. While the other side of the world, you can almost say the majority of the ummah, are likewise crying and screaming and shouting, but not out of joy and happiness, not out of ecstasy or gratification, but out of misery, out of pain, out of suffering that is coming from the bleeding heart of Aleppo, that is coming from the killing fields of the Sham, where rivers of blood, wallahi, rivers of blood are flowing from the veins of your brothers and sisters. For indeed today, this Fir'aun of this era, the barbarian, the evil tyrant, Bashar, Fir'aun ibn Fir'aun, and his devilish coalition continue to reign, a campaign of destruction and terror upon the innocent, vulnerable citizens of Syria. Over 500,000 Syrians have been savagely and brutally massacred. Hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today live in constant terror of being killed, tortured, butchered, raped, sodomized, beaten and burnt, bombs from above fall upon them, living in terror, by being abused by those vicious, inhumane soldiers of Fir'aun who do not know Allah, who are willing to kill even their children before their very eyes. Ya ikhwati al-a'izza. The people of Syria today are no longer calling to you. No. They're screaming to you. They're crying out loud to you. The people of Syria no longer are bleeding. No. They're hemorrhaging. Hemorrhaging. As the entire ummah, we can say, is hemorrhaging. Palestine, Afghanistan, Shishan, Iraq, Somalia, the Rohingyas in Myanmar, the Uyghurs in China, the recent revolutions in Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Yemen, and much more. This is our ummah today. But glad tidings to all of us. For what is happening today in Syria, listen carefully. What is happening today in Syria is like no other time in this existence. It is indeed a new era for this ummah. a new era. Syria today is definitely a battle for existence. We either exist or we cease to exist. And bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, we will continue to exist. Even if the kafar and the enemies of Islam detest it. Insha'Allah, ya ikhwati al-a'izza. Insha'Allah. Don't forget this moment. A major change is on its way. A major change is on its way. In the aftermath, after indeed the victory of Syria, for every believer, man or woman, with full trust in the Almighty Allah, he has, that he will definitely, inshallah, Khaliq Azza wa Jal, give victory to the people of Sham, undoubtedly. And likewise, he will give victory, a powerful, mighty, great victory to this ummah that would shake every corner of the world. Inshallah ta'ala, it's going to happen. رغم يعن في الدنيا كلها. Whether they like it or not. In recent years, multiple pirates have fallen to their demise. We have seen this. Villains, heroes have fallen, have been debased and humiliated and removed. Like bad flies, one after the other. Shaykh al-Islam said it beautifully. He said, if Allah wants to remove a ruler, he would first destroy his image, his dignity, before his own very people. Brothers, who in the world would have thought that this Fir'aun Bashar would ever be called a pig, filth, by his own very people in his own very land? Unheard of. Unheard of. A new era is about to change this ummah. And this is Sham. In the olden days, if you just raise an eyebrow to him, you'll be slaughtered. Today, they are calling him in the midst of obscene and indecent things. Ya Latif. In his own land, his own people, as said by Shaykh al-Islam, in this are signs li ulil albab. In this are signs for those men of intellect. So don't despair. Don't rush. Be patient. Oh, when is the victory? When is the victory? Allah can give him victory as he wills, when he wills, how he wills. We believe in that. You know, you get many brothers today saying, oh, those Islamic rulers, or the UN, or EU, or NATO, or the security forces, or the West, they're not doing anything. Ya Ahibah, ya Izzah. Realize that their entire existence, all these security councils, have renounced the people of Syria. Every politician on this earth has dismissed the people of Syria. Every nation on this earth, you understand this, has turned their backs on Syria. But guess what? Who cares? Who in the world cares? When we got the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our side. Kun fayakun. Where is our belief in the Almighty Allah? Hasbunallahi wa ni'mal wakeel. Where? Where's our tawheed, our aqeedah? We care. We help and aid to the best of our capability. We Muslims care. But seeking aid from these councils is like asking an ant to run to the aid of a baby elephant being attacked by the canines of savage lions. Savage beasts. Are they going to do anything? No. Understand this. And understand that every single drop of blood that Syria has given, every drop of blood that has spilled in Syria, is in fact a life for Syria. And not one single blood will go in vain. A promise from the Almighty Allah, not one drop of blood will ever go in vain. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Men do not think those who have died for the cause of the Almighty Allah are dead. No, they're alive. Rejoicing, finding sustenance and provisions in the presence of the Almighty Allah. We are the losers. They are the winners. We are the losers. They are the winners. I've taken too much of your time. I wasn't meant to even speak. But however, may Allah protect us all and preserve us all. And may Allah protect and preserve our brothers and sisters everywhere in the world where they are being executed and tormented. And understand that, as our beloved Sheikh Kamal mentioned, that the Ummah is one body. One body. Hence, if one limb suffers, we all suffer as well. And understand this, and this is the last of it, that the munafiqun, the hypocrites, they do not give fi sabilillah. I repeat, listen carefully. The munafiqun, the hypocrites, they do not give fi sabilillah. Why? Because they do not believe in the mercy of the Almighty Allah. They do not believe in the mercy of the Almighty Allah. But we true believers, we believe in the mercy of the Almighty Allah. Hence, we give. Hence, we give. Barakallahu fikum. Wa yassar Allah amruna wa amruhum. May Allah protect us all. And may Allah reward our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Zuhair, who's our mentor, our beloved brother. And what a tabarakallah. That video just shook me, wallahi. That video in Lebanon that Sheikh Abdurrahman was delivering was phenomenal. Wallahi phenomenal. Tabarakallah. That changed my whole perception about this organization, seeing it with my own very eyes. Although I've always had trust in our beloved Shaykh and all those who are his associates. So barakallahu fikum jami'an. May Allah reward you all. And please, be given to your brothers and sisters. Give. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.